WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. You know that feeling when you're trying to connect with someone, but it feels like there's a wall between you. Like your words are bouncing off their defenses instead of landing somewhere meaningful? Well, today we're diving into something powerful. Emotional intelligence. Because let's face it, in this crazy world, we crave genuine connections more than ever. But building those bridges requires understanding not just what someone's saying, but also the emotions behind their words. Think of it like this. Communication is a two-way street, and emotional intelligence is the GPS that helps you navigate both lanes. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh great, another self-help spiel," hear me out. This isn't about becoming some psychic mind reader. It's about developing awareness of yourself and others, so you can connect on a deeper level. So, what are the key takeaways? Buckle up because we are about to unlock some serious connection power. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. This means knowing your own emotional triggers, your strengths, and even your weaknesses. It's like having an inner compass that guides you through tricky situations. Ever get frustrated easily in traffic? Understanding that anger is your go-to response can help you take a deep breath and choose a calmer path instead of letting road rage take over. 2. Empathy. Stepping into their shoes. This is about truly understanding another person's perspective, even if it differs from your own. Imagine you're having a tough day, and a friend says something that seems dismissive. Instead of taking it personally, try to see things from their angle. Maybe they're stressed too. 3. Effective communication. Saying what you mean, and hearing what they say. This is about being clear, concise, and respectful in your communication. Think about it like a dance. You both need to be on the same page and listening attentively to each other's steps. Avoid assumptions and ask clarifying questions to ensure you're truly understanding what's being said. 4. Managing emotions. The art of calm under pressure. We all have ups and downs, but emotional intelligence is about managing those emotions effectively. It's not about suppressing your feelings, but rather recognizing them, processing them, and responding in a healthy way. Think of it like a stress-busting toolkit. Learn to identify your triggers, practice mindfulness techniques, or find healthy outlets for your emotions, whatever works best for you. 5. Building stronger relationships. This is the ultimate goal, right? By developing emotional intelligence, you create a foundation for deeper, more meaningful connections with the people in your life. It's about creating a safe space for vulnerability, empathy, and open communication. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling a bit awkward and unsure of how to connect with people. Suddenly, you notice someone across the room who seems genuinely interested in what you have to say. They listen attentively, ask thoughtful questions, and even share their own experiences in a way that feels relatable. Before you know it, you're engrossed in a conversation, feeling energized and connected. You've probably just witnessed the magic of emotional intelligence at play. This person was able to put themselves in your shoes, understand your emotions, and create a space where both of you felt comfortable being yourselves. So, what can you do right now to start embracing emotional intelligence? Take a moment to reflect on your own emotions. What are you feeling right now? Why? Recognizing your own feelings is the first step towards understanding others. Practice active listening. When someone is talking to you, really pay attention to what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Show them that you're engaged by nodding, making eye contact, and asking clarifying questions. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and watch your relationships blossom as you learn to connect on a deeper level. I hope this episode has given you some valuable insights into the power of emotional intelligence. Remember, it's all about cultivating awareness, empathy, and effective communication. Skills that will benefit you in every area of your life. Until next time, keep those connections strong and stay tuned for more daily mind training.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.